When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 11th edition. Hope you guys had a good Monday. Wild, wild night of action. The Dodgers, Max Muncy, went nuts against the Giants. The Rangers went off. Talked about them a bit against Zach Greinke on Monday. The Angels disappointed. They started out strong. They disappointed against Patrick Corbin. And there's all kinds of other fun stuff. The Rockies went off in Coors. Chalk pitching and Elder just went bananas. Julio Urias, nice pivot off of Castillo. So some things we talked about, depending on where you click those buttons to make it happen. Once again, you can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, BDentrick. Find my podcast there, MLB DFS Quick Hits, Bench with Bubba, Bubba in the Bloom, all that good stuff, plus all my written content. Most importantly, Gaining the Edge Fantasy. Check us out on patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. Lots of great stuff there for as low as $5 per month. But let's just get right at it. 10 games on your Monday. Some really good pitching, but also some great spots to target with some bats. Let's talk about some totals real quick. We have Tigers, Blue Jays, 8.5. Padres, Mets, 9. Well, big difference between Darvish and Scherzer. We got Weathers and Peterson in that one. Reds, Braves is a fun one. Sessa versus Wright making his return. White Sox, Twins, 7.5. Mariners, Cubs waiting on the weather on that one. Royals, Rangers, 8. That total, it's only low because of Jacob DeGrom. Let's put it that way. Cardinals, Rockies, 11.5. Nats, Angels, 8.5. Brewers, D-backs, 8.5. Dodgers, Giants, 8. So lots of places for pitching, lots of places for bats. Let's get cracking on this one for you here. And start off with the pitchers on this slate. DeGrom is $9,900. He's less than 10K at home against the Kansas City Royals. A Royals offense that's just been on the struggle bus. DeGrom's coming off 6 innings, 1 earned, 11 Ks against Baltimore. He's had 7 or more Ks in each start, even though he struggled against Philadelphia the first time out. I think if you want to pay for DeGrom at $9,900, that's just fine. KC's bats have been atrocious. I think DeGrom will be very popular at that price point, so it is an angle to go to there, but I think he's a great one. If you don't want to pay for DeGrom, you can pay for Shohei Ohtani at $9,700 at home against the Washington Nationals, a horrific Nationals offense that somehow got to Jose Suarez. So Jose Suarez may not be the man we thought he was, which is an absolute shame, but Shohei Ohtani is the man we think he is, and at $9,700 against the Washington Nationals is outstanding. Probably, you know, if I had to pick between two, I want Ohtani over DeGrom personally. That's where I'd be going. Both really, really strong plays. If you can put them both in your cash lineups, you are good to go. And I think you'll be able to find some value in bats as we get there. But that's where I would start. At least one of those guys in cash, if not both, as things go. Now we can save some shekels as we go down. You know, Corbin Burnes has looked beyond broken. He gets the D-backs tonight. You can go there if you want, but he looks rough. He is $8,500. You're getting a discount. You're hoping he turns it on someday, but it's not looking good for Corbin Burnes. I'm really hoping he bounces back just for baseball's sake, but that's a rough way to go. Alek Manoah is another tough one. We saw him get beat up in his first start against St. Louis. Then I mentioned those bad Royals. Well, he dealt 7 shutout innings against them. He's only $7,700 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Detroit's been pesky this year. They went into Houston, put up some big games. I'll still take my chances with a guy like Alek Manoah because the price point is there. I don't like to pay a lot of money for Manoah, but $7,700, I am in, especially in tournaments. And a guy like Manoah, he's almost cash viable against the Detroit Tigers. If you can't pay for two of the guys up top, pair DeGrom or Ohtani with Alek Manoah, I'd be totally fine with that as well. So I like him at $7,700 just for the price point alone. A popular play, kind of like Zach Gallen was, and Gallen delivered on Monday night, will be Pablo Lopez at $7,300 at home against the Chicago White Sox, a White Sox team that, no Eloy, good chance Tim Anderson's out. Yoán Moncada is battling back problems. Do you want me to keep going? Like, Lou Bob's about all they got going there. That's really, really scary in that lineup right now. So Pablo Lopez is coming off 2 outstanding starts to start the season against the Royals and the Miami Marlins. Yeah, so, you know, he didn't face world beaters, but 8 Ks in both starts, at least 5 innings, has been great. We've seen the pitch mix change. He's throwing the slider a ton more. Been super effective with that. He looks great. He looks really, really good. He's only throwing 85 and 88 pitches, so they're not letting him go super deep. Maybe they ramp him up to 90, 95 in this one. Still at $7,300. Great spot for Pablo Lopez against the Chicago White Sox. After that, we took the chance in Kyle Freeland and Coors last time against, I can't remember who it was. Not so sure. I think it was Washington. Not sure I want to take that chance against the Cardinals. So I'm going to lay off on that one and go down below 7K now. If you need to punt, it isn't pretty. It really isn't. You could take a gamble on Josiah Gray at $6,200. He's a gambler just because we know who he is. He has great strikeout stuff. 6Ks in his last start in Colorado. But he also has the ability to give up all the long balls. None in Colorado, but 3 against Atlanta in the start prior to that. You just don't know where he's going to go. We did see in that Colorado start a massive pitch mix change, a lot more off-speed pitches, less fastballs. And when he utilized his fastball, it was much more like up in the zone, like come get it type stuff, which is what you want to see from a pitcher like Josiah Gray. So if he continues that pitch mix change at $6,200, it's intriguing. Like give me 15 to 20 points and I'm in. It's just a gigantic risk with Josiah Gray. I will say there's not much value outside of Pablo Lopez on this slate. So if you want to keep it simple, it's DeGrom, Otani, Manoah, Pablo Lopez. That's where I'd pretty much plant my flags. There's a couple other guys you can kind of make cases for, but I'm just keep it simple. And that's the four dudes I want. If you really need to punt, you can look at Josiah Gray, but it's not the warm and fuzzy feelings you want to see when talking about pitching on any type of slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
All right, let's go to the bats, though, on this slate. As you may, like, four pitchers I recommended means we should have bats and bats and bats in the 10-game slate. Catcher's position, like I like Alex Wood enough to not stack against him, so I don't think I'll be paying $5,900 for Will Smith, but he is scorching hot at the dish. So you could go there if you want, but I will choose to save some money at the catcher's position and at least go down to the low fours into the threes. Like Merrill Kelly has been a massive pitch to contact guy in his career. It's even worse to start the season. I was looking at his numbers through his first couple starts. You wanted him to be an innings eater because he pitched 200 innings last year. You're hoping like 180. He's going to struggle to get there at this pace. So a guy like William Contreras in Arizona at 43 is interesting. I'd rather have his brother Wilson in Coors Field at 42. But in reality, if you don't think Josiah Gray is fixed, just play Logan Ohapi at 4K. The dude's raking. He's hitting towards the bottom of the Angels order, which, you know, is what it is. But he's a great stick at 4K, and you're not paying up for the premiums. And it's a great spot versus Josiah Gray, where I think most will go to Wilson Contreras because he technically is cheap for Coors Field. You can get Ohapi at 4K at a bit of a nice discount. Or you can just go down even farther. Like Sean Murphy is 3,800 bucks versus Luis Sessa. Murphy's going to be starting a ton. And he had a big game. Big game on Monday. 3 for 5, 2 doubles, a home run, 28 DK points. We know the bat's there. It's just been a slow start in Atlanta. 3,800 bucks versus Luis Sessa. Murphy should be in the middle of that Braves order. So that's a promising spot. Cal Raleigh versus Wesneski at 37. If the weather's right in Chicago, that's another way to go. So, yeah, you don't have to pay up a catcher. 4K is as high as I really want to go at the position with Ojapa. Then you got Sean Murphy at 38. You got Raleigh at 37. Those will be some targets for me. And then if you just want to punt the position, you can keep playing Jonah Heim. He went deep for us on Monday. I love Jonah Heim. Big catcher two guy in most of my fantasy leagues. 3K for Jonah Heim. I can definitely get behind that if you're saving some money. But other than that, Francisco Alvarez, if he gets to start, which he should, because I said yesterday, him and Tomas Nito are supposed to be switching back and forth each game, which would mean, doing the math, Tuesday is Francisco Alvarez's day, and he gets Weathers on the mound, Ryan Weathers, the lefty. 2,400 bucks for Alvarez is a nice price point if you want to punt the position. So some pretty easy catching spots to look at here. First base, you got Pete Alonso, Big Meat Pete versus Weathers at 61. I like that a lot. You got Crone and Coors. Mikolas has looked garbage. So Crone at 58 is not bad. I still kind of like Big Meat Pete a little more to be contrarian. Varito versus Matt Manning at 57 is very nice as well. This will be the first time, I believe, we get to see the new dimensions in Toronto in play. So this will be fun. So Varito at 57 is another one. Matt Olson against Luis Sessa at 54. Luis Sessa, to me, is just not a good pitcher. I'm pretty sure most people will agree with that. So this could be a nice Braves coming out party on Tuesday because they've been cold for a day or two, which is cold for them. So Matt Olson at 54 is another one. If you want to go all the way to the top, I like him quite a bit. Nelson Cruz should get the start. David Peterson has been bad, really bad. And a lot of us had high expectations for Peterson coming into the year. It has not been great. So you got Wo Nelly versus lefty at 4,600 bucks. He's someone to look at. Nathaniel Lowe at 45 versus Jordan Lyles. If you want to stack Texas again, they went off on Monday. I love this offense. I talked about them all preseason that they're a sneaky, sneaky good team. When they're clicking, they're going to put up a ton of runs. It won't be every day, so don't expect it. But they have an offense like we saw on Monday in the right situation, put up a ton of runs because they have some thump to be had there. Going below 4K now, if Corbin Burns is broken, Christian Walker went deep on Monday. I think he's not a bad tournament play at 3,900 bucks yet again. Not one of my like most circled plays, which we're doing some max entry stuff. I think I'd have a couple shares there. My big man, Mr. Rowdy Tellez at 34 versus Merrill Kelly is very juicy. If you're saving at first base, pitch to contact. Rowdy's going to get going eventually. 3,400 bucks versus Merrill Kelly. Get the discount while you can. Going down below 3K now, you will have a couple guys down here. No, one of them is not Eric Hosmer. But Jake Lamb will probably get the start versus the righty Gray. He's first base outfield eligible. He's 2,400 bucks for the Angels. If you are stacking the Angels, Lamb is actually a decent piece in your stack. I'm not going to say one-off with him, but it is a decent piece in a stack. Other than that, there is not a ton down here because our usual guy, Casas, is playing before 7 o'clock Eastern. Second base, you know, Mookie Betts is 62. He led off Monday night with a home run. He's just one of the best hitters in baseball. If you want to pay for it, fine. I'd rather save like even $900 cheaper for Marcus Semien versus Jordan Lyles. I'm there. You can go even cheaper and get guys like Ryan McMahon and Coors at 4,800 bucks versus Mikolas. Ozzie Albies at 47 versus Sessa. I like McMahon and Albies a lot at their price points in their matchups. I got Brendan Donovan at 45 versus Freeland and Coors. Another guy to take a peek at. Real quick, I did not see his name when I was scrolling. I wonder if he lost first base eligibility. That would be a total DK thing to do. He did. He'll be outfield only, Burleson. We'll get to him in a bit. But back to second base. After Albies at 47, Donovan 45. You go down to the low fours into the threes now, and it's a little different. Luis Rengifo, I don't really like paying 37 for, but if you're stacking, I guess on a 10-game slate, I think there's better options, unless, again, it's a massive stack for you. Hyunsung Kim of San Diego is only 2,700 bucks versus Peterson. He had a big game on Sunday. He likes hitting lefties. He could be a nice, cheap piece in San Diego. I like Bryce Terang a lot this season. He's 2,700 bucks for Milwaukee versus Kelly. He makes for a good piece of a wraparound stack in Milwaukee because he's like towards the bottom, usually eighth or ninth in that Milwaukee order. So he's another guy you can look at there. But going super cheap, nothing too much at this point in time. Third base position for you, Machado against Peterson at 58. The Padres, that Padres-Mets game might pop off if the weather's permitting in Queens. Austin Riley as well, 57, I like a lot. You got Arenado and Coors at 52. You could try to chase Max Muncy's double dong night. I'll pass, but you could. But Matt Chapman at 48 is outstanding. Wrote him up in one of my recent Fantasy Pros articles. His start to the season is nuts. He's got the power. He's got seven doubles. His hard hit rate, his barrel rate are just ridiculous. The dude's barely, like, his strikeout rate, his plate discipline's great. And I know it's early. It's really early. And he's going to slump because it's Matt Olson. But what he's doing right now is locked in. So Chapman at 40, Chapman. It will slump, but at 4,800 bucks, ride it while it's hot. That is a great price point for Matty Chapman. Going below 4K though, Jaime Candelario, not using the versatility, but Brian Anderson at 36 versus Merrill Kelly, third base outfield eligible. I like that a bit. Excuse me. Nolan Gorman probably sits versus the lefty Freeland. He's 34 though. That's a nice price tag in Coors. Other than that, not too much cheapy-wise at third base. Shortstop for you, Bo Bichette's only 5,600 versus Manning. I like that a ton because I think Toronto busts out. I know Manning's had a few moments where he looks like he's figured it out, but I like that Toronto offense to change that for him. Frenchy Lindor at 54 is a good one versus weather. Same with Bogarts at 53 versus Peterson. Bogarts having a great start to the season. Willy Adames, two home runs last week. Maybe he's heating up. He's 5,200 versus Kelly, so as usual, shortstop, you pay up. Seager went deep on Monday. He's 5K versus Jordan Lyles. A lot of pay up. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, at least five guys I like a lot. Five, like the six options above 5K are all worth their price point if you so choose to pay up. If you want to save, though, this is why you pay up, because it is not good. Orlando Arcia is 3,100 bucks for Sessa if you're doing a wraparound stack. He's almost cash viable if you're punting the position, but I don't know if I'd even want to do that. So he'd probably be the one guy I will mention, because I wrote him up also. I'll talk about him on the First Pitch podcast for Tuesday, is Josh Smith. No, that's not the one. Never mind. I was thinking Oakland A's. He plays before. That's Jeff Smith, and he plays in the earlier games. So never mind. We will not talk about him on this episode. All right. Outfield position on 10 games. You're going to have a ton. You got Trout's fine. Acuna's awesome at 63. I like that a lot. Soto's a good play because most won't play him versus lefty. He's 6,000. J-Rod hoping for the bounce back at Tyler Ward. I like by Soto and Acuna are my top plays in this upper tier of outfielders. Now going down, you got Chris Bryant, Coors at 54, which is always enticing. George Springer at 53 if you're doing a big-time Toronto stack. J.D. Martinez, man, he's placing Alex Wood lefty, so it's enticing. I'll say that it's enticing. But Teoscar at 5K, maybe. This is a typical DK slate. You get the top-heavy outfield, then you get a little bit of a drop-off. You're like Adelis Garcia at 48, Christian Yelich at 49. I like both of those guys, so you can drop down and save a few dollars. You even got Charlie Blackman and Coors at 47. So you got three guys right there I wouldn't mind sticking in my lineup if you need to. Tyler O'Neill hopefully gets back in the Cardinals lineup and out of the doghouse in St. Louis. He's 4,300 bucks versus Kyle Freeland. If he's playing, that is great. Trevor Larnach's been swinging it really well. He led off on Monday with Buxton out. Larnach's 4K versus Lance Lynn. Lance Lynn has not looked good. One of your better potential values, especially if you're stacking Toronto, is Dalton Varsho at $4,000. Swinging a really good stick. I think that's a great spot if you're stacking Toronto. Make sure you get some 4K Varsho in there. Going down to the mid threes and below, not a ton initially here. Brian Anderson at 36, talked about him. I like that versus Merrill Kelly, because I just don't think Kelly is that good right now. Going down farther, though, it's murky down here. This is weird for this slate. Jesse Winker, solid start to the season. He's 3,400 bucks versus Merrill Kelly, so a bit of a discount there. Jonathan Daza should be leading off for Colorado. He's 3,300 versus Mikolas. That's a good value as well, almost cash game viable in his scenario. Corbin Carroll had the day off on Monday. Maybe he should be back in the lineup versus Burns. He's 3,100 bucks. Jared Kelenic went deep pinch hitting on Monday. He's 3K versus Wesneski. Juan Yepes is 3K versus Freeland. So there's some cheapies for you. Going down even cheaper, though, you got Trace Thompson will start against Alex Wood. He's $2,900. But Garrett Mitchell is only 2,800 bucks versus Merrill Kelly. I like that a lot just for the value alone plus the matchup. So that's good with Garrett Mitchell. Even cheaper plays. I mentioned Jake Lamb earlier in your stacks at 24 if you're stacking. Remember the caveat there. Bubba Thompson hit, I believe, ninth on Monday for Texas. He's 2,300 bucks. He was 2K on Monday against Jordan Lyles. He's 2,300 bucks. That's a really good value. Even if you're not really stacking Texas, I can get away with that value. If you're stacking, it's very nice. I like Joey Weimer at 2,300 bucks versus Merrill Kelly as well. That's a good spot for Weems. Other than that, nothing at this point in time. All right, let's recap the pitching on this slate. It's simple. It's DeGrom. It's Ohtani up top. Then you go down below. It's Manoa. It's Pablo Lopez. I'm keeping it real simple for you on this slate. Stack-wise, though, I love Toronto versus Matt Manning. I love them. They might be one of my top ones as we go. San Diego and the Mets should be a barn burner. I lean San Diego in this one. If I'm stacking, I get a game stack. I like both sides a lot. See how it fits your lineup builds. Atlanta versus Luis Sessa, big fan of that. Like Toronto and Atlanta, especially for the early games, I'm all in on that. I think Texas versus Jordan Lyles, if we can get a back-to-back Texas night, would be awesome. So they'd probably fall right behind Atlanta and Toronto for me. The St. Louis and Colorado game should be great because both pitchers should get nuked in that one. We'll see. If you think Josiah Gray is broken, the Angels are in play. I do like Milwaukee a ton versus Merrill Kelly. They'll probably be my number four stack. So my top four will be like 1A and 1B is Toronto and Atlanta. And then you got Toronto probably gets the edge because of the dome, but both good plays in Toronto and Atlanta. And then I like Texas a lot, and I like Milwaukee a lot if we're stacking things up right now. But that'll do it, folks. Another edition of Quick Hits in the books. It's going to be a fun one. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick. Join us in the Gaining the Edge GTE Fantasy Discord. How do you do that? You join us on Patreon for as low as $5 a month. You'll get my daily cheat sheet and a lot of other great content from Jorge Montanez, Michael Curlin, and Michael Simeone. A lot of great stuff there. Check out my other podcasts. Give them rate and reviews. You'll see them all over my Twitter and written content as well. But we'll end it there. Hope you guys have a great Tuesday. I'll be back with you guys with another episode tomorrow. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, April 11th edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit matchup to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.